Respected members of Mahasangha, distinguished delegates, Buddhist scholars and friends in the Dhamma, as president of IABU, International Association of Buddhist Universities, and president of ICDV, International Council for the Day of Vesak, and on behalf of the organizing committee, especially Mahajulalongkorn Rajavithayalaya University, I would like to express our thanks and gratitude to you all for coming to share your views and experience and contribute to the third International Conference of IABU here at the main campus of MCU, our university, which is the headquarters of IABU. And this conference, most of the conference, academic conference in the previous years, organized in conjunction of Vesak celebration. We call the United Nations Day of Vesak. For the last 14 years that we organize this celebration together, and we divide our activities into two parts. The first part is the academic conference, which is responsibility of IABU, International Association of Buddhist Universities, and UN Day of Vesak celebration, which is organized by ICDV. And for the celebration of Vesak Day, we will move from here, which is the venue of academic conference, to the venue of celebration, symbolized by the recognition of the United Nations of the Day of Vesak at the UN Conference Center in Bangkok, which is called UNSCAP. So this conference and celebration in this magnitude is possible because of the recognition by the United Nations in the year 1999 of the significance of Vesak Day. As you know, in that year, the General Assembly of the United Nations adopted a resolution that the Day of Vesak be celebrated at the UN headquarters in New York and its branch office around the world. I myself was assigned by the Supreme Sangha Council to lead the Thai delegation to celebrate, to organize celebration at UN headquarters in New York, the Vesak Day there, and report to the Thai government that it is not easy for the majority of the Buddhists living in Asia to go there and celebrate the Vesak along with the UN body in New York, better organized in Asia. And Thailand is fortunate to have the biggest UN office in Asia Pacific, that is called UNSCAP. That's why majority of the Buddhists around the world have unanimous agreement to celebrate the UN Day of Vesak in Thailand almost every year for the last 14 years, except twice in Vietnam and once this year in Sri Lanka. Somehow, we believe that the academic wing of the celebration should be should continue, and who will be in charge of this academic conference? The sister organization of the WESAC celebration, that is called AABU, come to be in charge of this conference. We have two main organizations, ICDV and IABU. ICDV, International Council for the Day of WESAC, founded by the Buddhists around the world to be in charge of celebration affairs of the WESAC, UN Day of WESAC. Whereas IABU was founded in the year 2007 to take care of academic activities of our celebration. That means our WESAC celebration is not just a ceremonial one. We want to be serious in our activities to usher in a new idea, a new concept, to create a network for our Buddhist leaders and scholars to meet with each other and contribute for our Buddhist world. That's why this year we think it's appropriate to for the academic wings of our celebration, that is IABU, to convene the international conference, the third international conference, invite representative of members of our organization, association, comprising 79 Buddhist university and college around the world, to join together to discuss on the topic that is appropriate and relevant to the current world affairs. That's why the topic, the main theme of our conference in this venue, that we will discuss for 2 days. The first day is today, and tomorrow we will have three symposiums. Conducting a group discussion in separate rooms on the main theme, mindfulness, traditions, and compassionate application. So in the three symposia, we have sub-teams for you to discuss, and we are very pleased to inform you that our eminent scholars accept invitation to lead, to read the papers and to present their ideas in three symposia group discussion. Number one is a discussion on a textual study on the concept of mindfulness. And the second one is you will hear the meditation master from various traditions in Buddhism to come to present their practice. And the third symposium is about contemporary application of mindfulness in daily life, not only in general meditation practice, but in solving the problem, say, in the field of psychology, like Buddhist psychotherapy, how mindfulness helps to reduce stress, etc. So in these three symposia or group discussion, we have eminent scholars to join us and present their views, and you are a good opportunity to listen to them and exchange your views and experience. So this is the appropriate time because we have a symposium on the textual study on mindfulness, that is a study of the Buddhist scripture, Tripitaka. And we are representative of three main Nikayas in the Buddhist world, Theravada, Mahayana, and Vajrayana. These three Nikayas have their own version of scripture or Tripitaka. Now we are pleased to announce or launch the first publication of the what so called the Common Buddhist Text. We have finished our works after spending time together, Buddhist scholars and Buddhist leaders, to work together for the huge project that combine the scripture, the Tripitaka from the three Nikayas, under one main theme, the Tripunjim, Buddha, Dhamma, and Sangha, and select the common themes under which the excerpt from the Tripitaka, the original teaching in Pali, Sanskrit, Chinese, Tibetan, be translated. And publish it. Now we have finished publication, bring out the volumes and ready to distribute in all the corners of the world. It is common Buddhist text because of the common theme of three Nikayas, because of common terminology in translation, and we hope that this will be adopted by the General Conference of ICDV and IABU. We are ready to give you the copies of the first printing copies of common Buddhist texts. And don't forget, look into this common Buddhist text, you will see a section or a chapter on meditation. Meditation from three Nikaya, Theravada, Mahayana, and Vajrayana. It's a beautiful presentation, I assure you, because I have gone through this section, meditation. I thought that I know a lot of meditation from Theravada tradition, and I don't think that there would be much contribution from Mahayana or Vajrayana, which different from our tradition, but I'm wrong. When I'm going through that section on meditation and mindfulness, I discover a lot of treasure, a lot of new dimensions on presentation of meditation, mindfulness, from perspective of another Nikaya, Theravada Mahayana. I consider Tripitaka of Mahayana and Theravada Vajrayana as a development of our tradition, Theravada. So it become a colorful presentation and make us understand ourselves. Like a comparative study, like it is saying, without comparison, no comprehension. Though in this spirit, I hope that we will present this copy and talk about this later on, before lunch, by the team of the compiler, the editor. Anyway, time running out. I would say that we as a host, MCU, not working alone, we work along with our representative from around the world in the name of EXCO, Executive Council, IABU, ICDV. We have known each other for 14 years, and we know what to do. We know how to work together. This is not a new experience at all. It's just we want to move forward. We have accomplished the task of preparing the Common Tripitaka, Common Buddhist Texts, overcome many difficulties, and that is a part of our experience. We can accomplish the difficult task because we are united. We work together in the spirit of unity in diversity. In the same spirit, we are going to work together today, tomorrow, and the day after tomorrow. After we finish 2 days discussion here, move to UN. Her Royal Highness Princess Somsawari will preside over the celebration of the UN Day of Vesak at the UN office in Bangkok. Please join us over there. After that, after we finish our celebration at the UN office, we move to Buddhamonton our Supreme Patriarch will be there, leading the Buddhists in Thailand to celebrate the Vesak Day at Buddhamonton. So hope that you enjoy His Holiness again there by the evening of the 8th of May. So In this activity, I hope that you will find a fruitful outcome and become a success, successful conference. We provide facility, we provide a platform for you to meet and exchange ideas. Now, it's up to you what you want to contribute to the Buddhist world in the name of your institution, your university, and as a Buddhist scholar. I hope you enjoy staying here and enjoy meeting your friend and exchange the idea. May the Tripanchen bless you all. Thank you very much.